We can then go on to consider subtle impermanence. So death is gross, gross impermanence. Everybody understands that. Everyone understands that fruit goes rotten if you leave it without eating it. It just goes, so bodies rot and die. You know, we all understand that. The seasons come and go. But what about subtle impermanence? What does that mean? Mainly it means that everything around us, all the functioning things around us, are changing. Moment by moment, they're changing from one state of existence into another, completely different state of existence. If we get that, sorry about the sound effects, I'm just trying to wake up myself. Subtle impermanence, it's incredible actually. You don't even need emptiness if you get subtle impermanence. What does it mean, subtle impermanence? Well, we can take it, for example, today. What is it, March or something, 11th, isn't it, March 11th? March 11th developed from March 10th. Okay, that was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday you were doing something. I mean, you're all alive yesterday. I don't think you've just been born. You're all alive at least yesterday. So you ask yourself, where's the person of yesterday? Where is the person that you were yesterday? Imagine what you were doing yesterday, where you were, who you were talking to. Where is that person now? The person is gone. Where's that person gone? That person has become the person of today, hasn't it? No, I'm the same person. How can you be the same person? The same person can't be in two places at two times, can they? There's only one person, that's you. So what's happened to the person of yesterday? That person's finished because it was an impermanent person. It was fading away moment by moment. And yesterday's person gave rise to today's person. What about the person who was in bed this morning? You, I mean. What about you? Where's that person now, the sleeping person? That person's gone too, hasn't it? You can't... Are you seriously trying to tell me that you're still in bed sleeping and you're also here? No. You wouldn't try to tell me that, would you? Would you? Maybe you would. Some clever people who know all about quantum physics, they may say, oh yeah, alternative realities and so forth. No. You got out of bed. Well, somebody got you out of bed. You got dressed and you came here. Okay? So where's the person of earth? It's gone, finished, isn't it? And it's the same with the person that we are now in this moment. Well, whatever moment that is, but the person, let's take a person of moment one and a person of moment two. Okay? Where does the person of moment two arise from? It arises from the cessation of the person of moment one. No one in this room is standing up. No one's standing up. You're none standing up. So you're all sitting down people, aren't you? So before you sat down, you were a standing up person. No, you're not standing up, you're sitting down. So what happened to the standing up person? Finished. Gave rise to the sitting down person. Later on, you'll all stand up. Maybe some of you will do it now if I carry on talking. Get out of here. He's talking nonsense. Standing up person. Sorry. So, anyway, the person that you are in one moment, that let's say right at this moment now, is a completely different person from the person you were the moment before. Modern science tells, again, this is not even particularly Buddhist, is it, once you think about it? Modern science shows that everything's moving, everything's changing. Everything, all the atoms, all the molecules, everything, it's all changing. Anyway, long teaching on subtle impermanence, but what it means is, if we understand this, if we understand that the person we are in moment two is a completely new person, arisen from the cessation of the person in moment one. Moment one person has to cease because it's the cause of person in moment two. You can't have a cause and an effect that exist at the same time. You know, in order for something to arise, for to be developed, a result, the cause has to finish, the cause has to end. You know, the oak tree will only come once the acorn's finished. and you know, like this anyway. So what it means is, in every moment of our life, there's a great possibility that we can change. Beyond all recognition, we don't have to be the same person that we were in moment one, or yesterday, or last year. We can consciously bring about changes within ourselves, if we wish. I mean, you know anyway, you've changed so much, haven't you? Since you were a little girl, a little boy, running around in short trousers, you know. Maybe you're still doing that. They're quite fashionable, short trousers, aren't they? But, you know, the person that we were when we were a child, we're not now. We're an adult now, a different person. We've changed. Things have made us change. So change, transformation, is the essence of Buddha's message, because he wants us to change from being a person who is miserable all the time, and don't you dare deny it. Even when you're laughing, you're miserable. So to change from a person who's miserable to a person who's happy all the time. That's what he wants. Buddha wants that for everybody. Because he's found it. He's discovered within his mind this deep, everlasting happiness. And he wants us to experience the same. Do you want to experience deep and everlasting happiness? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because everybody, all the time, is searching to be happy. I want to be happy all the time. There's nobody thinking, I want to be happy for one day, and then tomorrow I want to be really miserable. Nobody's thinking like that. No one. Everyone's thinking, tomorrow's got to be a better day. Tomorrow's got to be a day that's free from problems. This afternoon, I have to enjoy myself. Later on this morning, I have to enjoy myself. Right now, I have to enjoy myself. Isn't it? It's completely natural to think like this. Everyone has this urge to experience happiness, pleasure, enjoyment. Buddha is enjoying himself continuously because he's discovered the source of happiness, which, of course, I said earlier, is inner peace. From that inner peace, there also arises a deep wisdom, understanding reality, seeing things as they really are, which is what emptiness means, this word emptiness. I think it's so you've read it on the publicity, haven't you? Buddha's most profound teachings on emptiness, the true nature of reality. Okay, so that's what I'm going to explain. If we understand the true nature of reality, we understand what emptiness is, then it says here we can live lightly, we can free ourselves from physical suffering and mental pain. Okay, so this is a great promise that's held out to us if we try to understand these teachings. And not just understand them, but then meditate on them so that they become our way of perceiving, our way of understanding, in tune with the way things really are.